Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And welcome in, gang. We're ready for another Monday night with you. For the next hour, we will talk with Gordon Ford about some basketball. Brad Henderson will be on. We'll do some baseball discussion, a little bit of everything happening with our Ole Miss and SEC news, the good, the bad, the ugly. We'll get some recruiting news and a little bit more. Hello, guys.
What's happening, brother?
I'm in studio and ready to go, right? Just keep on rolling.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Baseball was really good this week.
Yeah.
Basketball, just, you know, that start, you know, it just get down 19 in the first 10 minutes. It takes a lot
that's
of energy to
so
come back.
Hard. So
especially
hard.
Especially with
to
the
do.
Team that's lack of depth like Ole Miss right now.
So hard to do. Even though, you know, Vanderbilt in the first half so very good, and in the second half is when they've lost a lot of games. Like, the second half has been their problem, but it was just too much to overcome. And once you got the lead and couldn't hold the lead, I mean, that's just all the work that you put in to get there.
They had seven offensive possessions. They were up 64-62, had seven offensive possessions to stretch the lead, and, you know, they – just couldn't get a bucket, and there you go.
Yeah, another thing was free throws, 21 of 29 for Vandy and 13 of 15 for Ole Miss. That's a 8-point differential, and we lost by, what, five?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe they deserved it, but I watched the game, and I didn't think they deserved all those.
The one on Padula there with a couple minutes left, maybe a minute and a half, where the guy just rammed into him, and he had his feet set outside of the line.
Yeah.
Was pathetic.
Yeah.
You can text message in at 662-426-1093, 662-426-1093. First South Farm Credit, over 100 years of experience in rural communities and agriculture. We're ready to guide you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. I was leaving Saturday's game, saw you, Chuck, walking across the road going back to the parking lot. You got yourself a little baseball this weekend?
Yeah, I tell you what, let me put it this way. I'm encouraged.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not excited yet, but I'm encouraged. I like a lot of what we saw. I think there's a lot of live arms on that team that they need to sort out. You can tell Coach Mangrum's influence on the pitching staff. I like a lot of the kids at the plate that I think are going to come around pretty well, and we're decent defensively.
Yeah,
you know.
Whenever you pitch and play defense, you got a chance. I mean, that travels wherever you go on any level of baseball. If you're a hitting team, you get hot and cold. You know, I mean, hitting's contagious, but you know, you go through a good streak and then you get cold. And but pitching and defense, it's, you know, you can be consistent throughout the season.
And we just need to be, I think we need to be a little patient while they all work all this out and figure out where everybody, all the pieces go, particularly on the mound. I mean, they used, what, 9-10 pitchers over the weekend, and we got some kids that can bring it now. I mean, look, I'm looking at Cade Townsend, a true freshman, got a 27 ERA. That ain't Cade Townsend. He's got some electric stuff.
He does.
He's going to be okay.
You could tell, first time out, college game, no matter who the opponent was, little nerves, had a little extra juice.
No doubt.
Couldn't find the plate for a couple of guys, but he is going to be all right.
Yeah, he's got good stuff. You can tell from a distance.
All right, we got five things from Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham operates nine of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one. Last week I said we'll learn where this basketball season is headed by the performance against Vandy. I stated that it doesn't have to be a win, but it has to be a highly competitive game. Check mark. Although the Rebels came out with a loss, I like the fight that they showed. They have to continue this momentum against Auburn so they can set themselves up with home wins against Oklahoma and Tennessee. Thought number two, it's obvious right now that the Rebels bench is getting thinner and thinner as the season plays out. Morrell and Brown Jones are just limited because of health issues. Barnes and Eduardo are giving Ole Miss some positive minutes, but not a lot of points. And Bull is just too green. That leaves everything on Juju, Padula, Dre, Malik, and Brakefield. That's too much heavy lifting for five guys. Thought number three, turning to baseball. The Rebels have gone back to the basics, pitching and playing defense. They have a 3.48 team ERA and a fielding percentage of .983. At no stretches in the last two seasons, no matter the competition, could they put up those numbers. Folks, pitching and defense travel. Hitting does it because teams get hot and cold at the plate. This bodes well for this year's team. Thought number four, the emergence of true freshman Hayden Federico is fascinating to watch. We're seeing a star being born. He's simply a dirt baller and is well on his way to becoming a Rebel legend. He can flat out hit, steal bases, and play just about any position on the field. And the last thought of the day, last but not least, the storyline this basketball season to me is no other than Hunter Elliott. He's not only pitching effectively after 3 years of being hurt, he's pitching at a dominant as a dominant ace. The Rebels were 4-16 in Friday night starts in SEC play since Hunter got hurt. I'll look for that number to grow to 8 wins this season if Hunter stays healthy. Yes, that's how important having an ace means to your team.
No doubt about it. Gordon Ford will come up after a break. We'll get into some Ole Miss hoops next.
Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats the cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, boys and girls, here we go. It is the Rebel Yell Hotline, Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, as this part of the show is brought to you by the Faris Group, a partner in retirement. Over 20 years experience, proven track record, helping you invest to not outlive those savings during your retirement. 601-607-4141 to schedule a consultation.
Before we get to Gordon, you're going to have to explain to me what you meant by we got to keep the momentum in basketball. We've lost two in a row.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's not the kind of momentum I want to keep.
You know how I am about getting swept by State. That's not a good thing, and I think that took the momentum away. But to get down 19 and then put yourself in position to come back and win the game up a couple, there were 5 minutes left. You know, I thought that the fight that they showed gave them some momentum going into this Auburn game. I said last week they don't necessarily have to beat Vandy, but how competitive are they going to be in that game? You know, they got to figure it out. This isn't the first game that they've gotten down. You know, it's usually like 12-2, 10-2, but, you know, this time they get down 19 in the first 7-8 minutes. You can't do that on the road against any SEC team. Forget Vandy, and Vandy's good at home. We know that. But, G-Man, you know, going back to that, now Ole Miss, we thought at the beginning of this season, it's like, how do you get it down to 9 players, you know? And now you're just looking for anybody off the bench. I mean, I know Brake comes off the bench, but with Morrell hurt, with, you know, Brown Jones, I don't even think he came in the game against Vandy. You know, where does Ole Miss go to find some depth here?
Well, one thing is the reason that they don't have the momentum – is that you counted on Matthew Morrell to be the all Southeastern Conference player he was. And now it's evident there's something wrong with him. I mean, they yanked him in the second half of the Vanderbilt game because he was getting beat baseline. I mean, I talked to someone today, said that they've never seen someone get that many reverse layups on Ole Miss. But, you know, you got him. But in answer to your question, you know, you've got to let Padilla shoot it more. You know, yeah. You never know what you're going to get out of Dia. And, you know, he actually played pretty good. Mikael Brown-Jones, I mean, it's evident he's a hatchet man, and they kind of worry about him fouling people or getting a technical or something. But, you know, Barnes, I would think, would be one of the guys that needs to step up. And he was a good little player at Sam Houston and scored 16, 17 points a game. But I think he needs to be shooting in more, too.
Well, so, if you're going to give Eduardo 22 minutes like they did against Vanderbilt, he's got to do something besides a goose egg on the scoring. I mean, he plays decent.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Plays decent defense,
yeah,
but
good
my
defense.
Goodness, son, you got to score.
Attempt to score. He had 3 or 4 just wide open threes, and he went up to take it, and then he just stopped.
It's time for him to get those freshman nerves under control. I mean, I can see he's got the potential. I see he's got the talent.
Yeah.
But come on, shoot it.
Yeah. They got to get scoring from somewhere.
I don't understand why he's not shooting. You know, he's been wide open. I mean, he didn't score a point. I think he got 6 rebounds, and he played good defense. But you got to have somebody sticking the ball in the hole. and somebody needs to shoot it other than Padilla and Juju, because, you know, these are a 6'1 and a 5'11 guard. These are your guys who are scoring for you. That's not good.
And, guys, you know, before the season started, I think they told Caldwell his role wasn't going to be T.J. Caldwell what he wanted to be, and he decided to redshirt and go into portal after this season. That hindsight's 20/20, but that was a huge mistake. I mean, they could be using him right now to get somebody else that can put the ball in the hoop. I mean, Caldwell showed signs, you know, especially last year and the first year of really elevating his game, and he's an explosive offensive player. That was a bad, bad mistake.
That's a hindsight's 20/20.
I know it is, but we're trying to find depth. Where are you going to get it?
Well, you would never dream that Morrell would be having the kind of year he's having because he's crippled up.
Right. Yeah. And they thought they had the depth.
Yeah.
They thought they brought in the depth.
They thought Brown Jones was going to give them good minutes. They thought that Barnes was going to fill it up more than he has. But, you know, keep all your pieces there. It wasn't like he left, you know, he was there. You know, he was out there all summer in the fall. He's still at Ole Miss, as far as I know.
They didn't think that Brakefield would be what he's been. And you got to say that of all the people that have stepped up, he played the best.
Yeah.
And two or three years ago, we were on this show talking about he was a dog with fleas and wasn't doing anything. Even calling one of the coaches and asked him what the deal. But he's playing well, and he's giving them everything he's got. Hitting shots, getting some rebounds. Actually, he made a drop step or two against one team. And, you know, heck, he had no post moves, you know, until lately.
He's really crafty down low. And him and Padilla have been the most consistent players on the team by far. They're the rock to the team. And, you know, Dia, again, you know, he was playing really well and hit those 2 3-point shots. I said, oh, no, I don't know if that's a good thing, Chucky. And then he tried to do that MJ move from 20 feet where he spun around and, you know, fadeaway jumper, missed that. Then he, you know, shoots 3, you know, 24-foot balls in a row there under 5 minutes. I mean, what do you do about that, Chucky? How do you rein that in?
I don't know. He had a pretty good overall game, though.
He did.
You know, 22.7 rebounds. I'll take that every game.
No doubt. He's the one that spurred the comeback, but it was just like play smarter down the stretch, Gary.
Well, that's one of the questions on the text messages is empty possessions are killing us. What are we doing offensively? And the question was, what's going on? So, Gordon, what do you think is happening offensively?
I think that, one, you counted on Morrell, and he's not there. For whatever reason, being hurt or whatever. And I think offensively, you've got to find another guy that can score. And it can't be Dia because you don't know what he's going to do every night. But, you know, I think Padilla needs to shoot it more. And I know he's shooting some, but I think he needs to really be shooting it a lot more. Yeah. I think Barnes needs to step up off the bench and hit some shots. And, you know, Brakefield continue to do what he's doing. And, you know, that's the only way you're going to get back in this. But then again, you've got Oklahoma at home on Saturday. You should beat them. Now, Auburn, I can't tell you what's going to happen there. I would not think the Rebels will win that game. And then you got Tennessee at home. And they've lost some games on the road, like to Vanderbilt by 20. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. And then Florida, you finish up with them. And they're the number two team in the country. And Auburn's the number one, so that's not a good end to your schedule there.
No, it isn't. That's why they need to, you know, they don't have to beat Auburn, but they need to play competitive and then go beat Oklahoma and parlay that into a win against Tennessee and really get some momentum headed into this SEC tournament. If not, you know, they're looking at losing, you know, 7 out of their last 8 games and crawling to the tournament and go 1-done and kind of like what happened with Kermit's first year that they went to the NCAA tournament, just kind of limped in there, and you don't want that to happen this year.
Yeah, but one of the positive things is you win one more game, you got 9 SEC wins, you're in there, that's 20 wins, that's 2 years in a row. So, you know, it took Bruce Pearl 4 years to get Auburn going, and I believe that Beard will get Ole Miss going.
I do too. They just need some roster construction next year and just – get a little bit more talented. You know, that's the bottom line.
Well, that's going to be the case every year. I mean, you know, you're going to rebuild. In men's basketball, you're basically going to rebuild your roster every year.
Well, no doubt. And Bear's been doing this even before there was the NIL portal. I mean, all the way back at Texas Tech, he was flipping his roster every year, you know, 7-8 transfers. So this is nothing new for him. He's set up for this era like Lane Kiffin is. So he can thrive in this environment. He's just got to go out and do it.
But he's got to get people who can play and score. Remember that.
Yeah.
As far as right
and
now.
And rebound.
As far as right now.
Rebound.
I think Klofke and Barnes are the guys that have got to give us
step
more.
Up. Yeah.
Because we kind of know what we're going to get from the rest
five.
Of them.
Yeah. You know what you're going to get. They got to step up. And especially Eduardo. I mean, he's shooting 50% from three on the season. Shoot the ball.
Yeah. All right, Gordon. Thanks for being with us again, buddy.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, G-Man.
Text messages and more coming up after break. Cannon Motors, Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, Southaven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Next message time with some injuries as well on the program. We'll get into them, and first of all, text messages are brought to you by Cannon, Cleary, McGraw, CCM, Oxford.com. We answered one of those with basketball as far as things are concerned. But there is the question with the lack of rebounding yet again. What about John Bohl getting a little opportunity down the stretch? What do you think?
Well, you know, here's the thing about that. It looks good on paper. He's 7 feet tall and yada, 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 yada. He has gained some weight. But these coaches are with those guys every day, and they know who can perform and who can't. And I promise you, they'd be playing him if they thought he could give them 6 or 8 rebounds, he'd be in there.
And the rebounding, you know, when I watch Ole Miss play, if you notice when they shoot the ball, I'm saying they as in Ole Miss, 4 of the 5 guys are headed the opposite way down the court. There's no way you can rebound when there's nobody underneath the rebound. I'm talking about on the offensive side. And I don't know this, but I think Beard is calculating that he wants to get down to play defense, and he figures he saves more points by turning the offense into a half court set and not giving up easy transition buckets. But is that the best way, Gary? Have you ever seen that style in the NBA or anywhere else? When the ball's in the air, people are taking off to the other side. They're not crashing the board. The last 5 minutes we crashed the boards, and they do well offensive rebound. They start making – I think it's more of a system than the players.
Could be. But to your point, like, there's always somebody going back. As soon as a shot is up. In the NBA. You're asking in the NBA.
Oh, in the NBA.
You asked me about the NBA. Yes, somebody's always supposed to be getting back.
Okay.
Now, all of them, no.
Yeah,
but they will do that for sure.
Okay. Well, and look, I mean, I don't question Beard's coaching, and that might be part of the philosophy that you look at the analytics and say we'll save more points by
somebody
forcing
getting
them
back
into the half court set,
yep,
than giving up easy trash baskets versus getting offensive rebounds. But I think it's more of a system, especially on the offensive side. Defense, they're obviously trying to get a rebound, everybody, but offense, I don't really think the system is conducive for being a big-time offensive rebounding team.
Most of the text messages are about rebounding, the empty possessions we've talked about, and some questions about Coach Beard, the Indiana rumors, et cetera, et cetera. Any thoughts on those?
No, I mean, Rick Pitino comes out and says he's the best candidate for Indiana, and all of a sudden the whole college basketball world says he's the number one guy for Indiana. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, I don't believe all that. I really don't.
I don't know. I don't even think that Beard, not Beard, but his agents or anybody in his network have even spoken to Indiana, from what I know.
All right.
That doesn't mean that they won't make contact in the future,
sure,
but I don't think right now. I think it's just a lot of hot air.
A question I have defensively is the liberal switching out front. They automatically switch. They never try to work over the top of a pick. And 80% of the time they end up with Padula or Jalen Murray under the goal on a 6'8 guy.
Right.
And I just wonder, I mean, that's system-wide, but I've never heard anybody talk about it. I see it, but I never hear anybody talk about it. Do you guys see that?
I don't see it with other teams. I mean, Beard obviously coaches in unique ways. I mean, with the offensive rebounding, you know, trying to really get your players down the court and make it a half-court game. The zero middle or however it's called that he calls it. It's different philosophies, there's no doubt. But it's proven, it's worked everywhere. And I mean, let's be honest, I really think that Beard has kind of outcoached the talent on the team, to be honest. I mean, this isn't the most talented team. They're down to 5 players basically right now that you can kind of lean on. So it's I think he's coaching his tail off. I think there's some depth issues without a question.
Let's get into the injuries brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And with that, they have the Mississippi Sports Medicine Clinic that covers Jackson, Flowood, Madison, Brookhaven, Ruleville, and Yazoo City. What do we have?
Well, obviously Matthew Morrell's not right. He had 12 minutes the other night, and Brown Jones is not right. He had 5 minutes the other night, so we don't really know the specific injuries. We've heard lower body on both of them, and that's all we know. In football, I heard that Trey Hall, the running back from Mississippi Gulf Coast, had to have Achilles surgery, and that's probably going to knock him out of the 2025 season.
That's out.
And then Treylon Ray, the wide receiver from West Virginia, he's got some kind of leg or knee or ankle injury. Probably going to miss spring, but he should be back for August practice, what I'm understanding.
Someone like Hall, is that a previous injury before they report? And they don't know that when they ink him, or did that happen after he reported workouts?
Apparently it happened before he came here, because they had surgery before he came here, is what I understand.
That'd be a good question next show. We will be off next week, by the way, everybody listening, and then we'll pick back up the following Monday. But when we have the doctors on to find out if they give them exams, physical examinations when they come in for visits to know where they stand.
Well,
maybe
they try to, but they don't get all of them. Let me give you a phone number for Oxford Ortho as well, 662-513-2000. Or go to oxfordortho.org. Back with Brad Henderson next.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus, 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing 5 states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, Nobody beats a Cannondale. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hey, we welcome you back in to the show. It's brought to you at this point by Gateway Tire, serving you from 1929, 54 locations across six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. So does this guy. Eli Savoy did play-by-play Friday. I did it Saturday. Kellum did it Sunday. The constant was Brad Henderson. Hi, buddy. How are you?
Hey, man. How are we tonight?
Everybody's good, brother. And I listened to the radio a lot over the weekend. I was there, but I was listening, too. And you guys did a great job all weekend.
Well, I appreciate it, Chuck. I actually saw you on the field. I should have come over and shook your hand, but you had that gangster walk going, and man, I wasn't gonna mess with you.
He didn't want those flat bellies that beat him down there. We wanted to get down there.
The press is mad at you because you get first shot at all of them. Hey,
it was a good weekend, though. It was a good weekend. Have y'all talked about it yet?
A little. Really. I said earlier, Brad, my description is I'm encouraged. I'm not excited yet, but I'm encouraged. How about you?
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. I'm not sure how good, and this is no disrespect, but not sure how good Eastern Kentucky is, but I thought we did exactly what we should have done with them. And, I think you see a lot of bright spots on that staff. You know, I think we got a lot of options, and I think, you know, Mike and Mangrum are going to have to figure out where the pieces fit. But, you know, number one, you got to have the pieces, and I definitely think we do. And then offensively, kind of same for Clem, right? You hope the transfers can pick it up a little bit, and they did this weekend. And then it's just a matter of trying to piece together in what order the best offense. So, yeah, the pieces are there, but, I agree with you, Chuck. There's still some question marks out there, but we got time to figure it out. But we'll get a good test tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you look at last week in 36 innings, they had 52 strikeouts. They gave up 10 walks. That's 5.2-1 ratio, which is outstanding, and two errors. So they're pitching and playing defense. They're not even all the time pitching to contact. Obviously, there with 52 Ks in 36 innings. There's something they didn't do the last 2 years, and a lot of people say, well, look at who they're playing, but look at who they play the last 2 years in these non-conference games, too, in a lot of them. So at no point in these last couple seasons were they pitching and playing defense like they are right now. And, you know, the only weak spot defensively I see right now is when they try Colin Reuter over there at first base, who's been a catcher all of his life. But other than that, they look really solid defensively, Hindu.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, you get a little added to it when Chang plays short. And it's really good to see Campbell catching well. You know, yeah. Obviously, you know, it's been talked about last year, the struggles he had, and he seems to have figured that out. But, we've got 80 punch-outs already as a staff through seven games, so it's not hard to do the math when you're, you know, averaging a little over 11 strikeouts per game. That's a good start. You got to remember, we played three really good teams last weekend. So those numbers, you know, may get skewed a little bit because of the midweek and against Eastern Kentucky. But, you know, that was the real deal out in out in Arlington. So, I mean, again, it's a long season, and they've got to figure some things out. But everybody's saying that right now. You know, you think about Texas A&M. You know, they lose this weekend. LSU loses this. You know, everybody's having this conversation. It's just you got to figure it out sooner than everybody else does.
So tell me what, if you know, I keep hearing about Smithwick having a different stance behind the plate. What can you describe that, or do you recognize that, or am I dreaming that?
No, I don't think you're dreaming it. Now, I do know when he went off this summer, he was fortunate to – one of the guys in the Cape, I believe, was one of his coaches was an ex – maybe an ex-big leaguer catcher. And so I think – and I hadn't even noticed it, Chuck. I've been just so busy and get caught up. I'm always late to the yard and everything else, chasing my daughter around. But I think he's gone more to a knee, which probably just stabilizes him a little bit more. But I really think at the end of the day, and this is just coming from just personal experience, the game really slows down from your freshman year to your sophomore year. And I just think last year when we went to Hawaii, I think when somebody was throwing 92 miles an hour, it looked like 112 to him, to be honest with you. And that's how it looked to me as a hitter when I was a freshman. And the game just slowed down once I was a sophomore. And I think the summer ball helped. I think obviously fall ball and spring practices have helped. And he's just a lot more comfortable. And, you know, and then I think it translated to his offense. So I think the two are going to go hand in hand. And you saw him finally get off to a good weekend this weekend. He hit his first home run, and I think he's going to take off offensively as well. So obviously if we're going to be good, Campbell needs to be good. And it was good to see him have a good weekend.
You know, if the game slows down any more for Federico, he'll be batting 900, won't he?
Man, is that not unbelievable? I finally had a chance to interview him, and that kid's he's just wise and mature beyond his years. I mean, you know, and that was what he said. You know, he says, I just try and slow the game down and just take it one pitch at a time. And that's just not – he's not just saying that. You can see it in his actions and how he plays the game. And I even heard him say to you guys after the game that, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a baseball game. And he truly sees it that way. And that kid's got a bright future, man. I don't know. Obviously, the tear he's been on can't you know stay the same. But man, he's gonna help this team in big ways this year. And he's just such a good kid and just somebody to pull for. And I'm just so happy for him.
Well, it's obvious he's been around baseball his whole life with his father being coach at Northeastern Louisiana.
He's at Louisiana Monroe.
Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah. And he had to be facing some college pitchers there at bat practice and stuff like that as a kid growing up. What do you think he'd do?
Yeah, you know, he very well may have, but, you know, I'll be honest, my dad was a high school baseball coach when I was growing up, and it just going out and shagging fly balls during BP and sitting on the bench and maybe having the guys let you take BP and bunt and, you know, just be a part of it. It just gets in your blood, and you can tell that's what he has. I mean, and, you know, he's probably seen it all, just sitting over there watching a bunch of 18 to 21-year-olds do it for so long. He's just picked up on it, and it helps that he's just a really good player and he's super athletic, you know. And, again, he's going to be a fun one to watch. He's already kind of taking on that fan favorite. You know, you get on social media and, you know, everybody's falling in love with this kid, and rightfully so. But, yeah, to think he would just come out there in his first start against Clemson, lead off, you know, and he just hit the ground running and he hadn't stopped.
Hindu, I'm kind of impressed so far with the new guys middle of the lineup, Mormon, Sanford, and Humphrey. I think once they get settled in, I mean, they're all batting over 250 right now, but I think once they get settled in, they're going to be pretty potent.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, and I think this is probably, and this is just in my 6 years of doing the radio, this is probably the most athletic outfield we've had. Defensively, they've run balls down that I don't know that we would have gotten to sometimes in the past. But from an offensive standpoint, you can start to see them coming into their own. Like you look at Sanford, I mean, Humphrey yesterday was on base. You know, I think he had three walks. He got on base four times, and Mormon's starting to show some power. And it's just kind of getting their feet wet, right? It's a whole new environment. I know they've all done it and done it at elite levels, but it's just a little bit different when you walk in an SEC stadium with big crowds and the pressure. And I think they're only going to get better. I really do. But, you know, one thing that's important, too, is we've hit 11 home runs. I don't know that I saw that coming. I thought this would be more of a contact team. I didn't know how many homers we'd hit, but I think seven guys have already homered, and I think that's a good sign offensively as well. So I think, you know, there's a lot to look forward to. Obviously, it's a gauntlet of a schedule once we get into conference play, but, you know, I like where we're at right now, and I think we're only going to get better.
And it looks like it's a combination of things, too, the power guys, the gap guys, and we can run. This team can run better than it has had that ability in the past couple of years, too.
Yeah, and obviously I think we're 15 of 18 in stolen bases right now, and the guys pretty much, you know, we're going to have a green light, and they're going to do this early in the year to see who really can run and who can't, because you know as well as I do, there's a lot of guys that are fast, but that doesn't necessarily make you a base stealer.
That's right.
I think we're seeing some guys that can really steal bases and play the game the right way, and I think we'll have to win some games that way, you know, and it may start tomorrow. I fully expect tomorrow to be a pitcher's duel. Christian Ostrander, obviously known for his, you know, how good of a pitching guy he is. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and it may take a walk, stolen base, and a two-out single, you know, late in that game to try and win one tomorrow. So, you know, when you can be good in all phases, we're going to have to win some games that way, and it's good to see us out running early and having a little success doing that.
Comparatively, kind of from last season to this season, through seven games last season, Ole Miss had 5 steals. They got 15 this year. They had 12 errors last year through 7 games. They got 3 this year. So, you know, what you're talking about there, Hindu, being well-rounded, right, doing all the little things. And, yes, Ole Miss is not playing SEC opponents, but they weren't this time last year either. So, you know, it will reach out to SEC play.
Yeah, that's right. But I think, and Coach B has said this, I've heard him say it many a times doing radio shows and what have not, but, you know, they kind of saw weaknesses last year, and credit to Laff and all the coaches going and getting their needs, right? They're just not trying to go sign good players. They're trying to sign players that can fill voids and get better at certain aspects of the game, and I think they've done that. And, you know, so credit those guys for, you know, noticing that and going out and making a valiant effort to get better in those type of situations. So, obviously, we're off to a good start, right? We feel good about ourselves. We're 6-1. You know, it's a long season. And you know as well as I do, I mean, you think every year I've done this, even the year we won the national championship, nobody knew who Dylan DeLucia was till about midway through the SEC, you know, slate, and Hunter Elliott as well. So, I mean, a lot of things change over the course of the season. Knock on wood, we're pretty healthy. You know, we haven't really talked about it much, but we'll get Ray back probably within the next 2 or 3 weeks. I think he's really, really going to help us. So there's a lot to look forward to. You know, you just kind of got to keep your head down and stay to the grind, and good things will happen.
Who does Ole Miss get back, you said again?
Taylor Rabe.
Gotcha.
R-A-B-E.
Yeah, Taylor Rabe.
Tommy John, you know, when he got to campus last year. And you know, last I talked to Josh Porter, the trainer, they were hoping to get him back, shooting for early March. But, he should be back in some role, hopefully, for the majority of the SEC.
Good tidbit.
Brad, you're a baseball guy, and what influence have you seen Joel Mangrum having on his staff? Because I watched, 10, 12 pitchers this weekend, and they all look like they can throw strikes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think he's been a huge asset for that staff. Number one, they love him. The kids love him, and that's 80% of it. You know, they trust him. You know, all college athletics are analytics now, right? I mean, we were doing this before Joel Mangrum, but I think he's probably taking it maybe to a little bit more a higher level. And you know, to credit Coach B, you know, I think he's let Joel take the reins and run with it. And I think it's been good for everybody, including Coach B. You know, I think he's more relaxed and been able to just manage the game and manage the team. And you can kind of see it in everybody, the body language. And I actually saw Coach B the other day talking with a hitter, maybe about an approach or a mechanics thing. And I think it's freed him up to do some things that he was probably limited on in the past. So I think all in all, it's been a huge, huge upgrade just for the team as a whole. But, man, I had a chance to sit down with Mangrum before the season started, and, man, the guy just knows his stuff. I mean, I was almost just like – I almost had to shut it down because it was so far over my head, you know, as far as all the analytics and the spin rates and the vertical breaks and this, that. I didn't want to know that. I just really want to know can we throw a slider and get a guy out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just beyond – the average fan's comprehension what goes into it, and, man, he brings it. But, you know, again, I go back to 80% of it's the guy's got to like him and they got to respect him, and he has certainly gotten that.
Hey, quickly, we're up against a break. What do you know about tomorrow's starter, Will McCausland?
Yeah, you know, he had a good outing against Clemson. Went 3 1/3, I think, if I remember correctly. I think he had 8 punch outs, and he filled it up, just like we were talking about. He filled the zone up, and he'll have to do that tomorrow. Again, I think it'll be a low scoring game. I think it'll be two really good pitchers getting after it. But yes, I think he matches up. He's going to match up with anybody, right? I think we're deep. And then obviously we've got a pen, that I feel is as good as we've had in a long time here. So, you know, if he gets in any trouble, we got a lot of guys early in the season that, you know, we can run out there and play matchups as well. So it should be a good one. It always is with Southern Miss, and it'll kind of be a good litmus test on where we're at. Obviously, Southern Miss had a huge win last week against Mississippi State in Hattiesburg. So they're off to a great start as well. They're 7-1 and just lost their first game yesterday. So it's always a battle with those guys. They'll be ready to go. We'll be ready to go. Weather should be great. Hope the crowd can make it out.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
as always, you're the best.
You bet. Okay. Bye-bye.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Let's put the wraps on another program called the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. A little SEC news first from Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. Here's what we got. First of all, D1 baseball is kind of what the SEC looks at as far as rankings and different things are considered. A&M 1, LSU 2, Tennessee 3, Arkansas 4. Then you get Georgia 6, Florida at 8, Vandy 14, Texas 15, Oklahoma 16, Mississippi State 18. Ole Miss moved in at number 24, and they play number 22, Southern Miss, tomorrow at 4. And then you get Wright State this weekend.
SEC's such an easy conference.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, and 4. All right.
Then a little 6 and an 8 and a little this and that.
Yeah, just roll in there.
Basketball Wednesday at number 1, Auburn. Then they host Oklahoma at 1. Women get number 6, South Carolina at 8. Softball's hosting Nichols State, South Allen, Murray State. All of that, a lot of that in Oxford. So there's plenty to see in Ole Miss sports this week. You ready with your Red and Blue Chips Recruiting Summit presented by the Grove Collective? NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes while providing a level of protection and guidance in the NIL marketplace.
Yeah, unlike when I was covering recruiting, now, you know, the majority of these official visits are starting before their senior season even starts. And here we go with some official visits lined up. Holmes County, Mississippi four-star offensive guard Donnell Robinson will official visit Ole Miss May the 30th. Laurel, Mississippi, West Jones four-star offensive tackle Bryson Cooley takes his official visit on June the 6th. Chucky, I know you like hearing about offensive linemen, blue chippers inside the state of Mississippi. Number 6 overall prospect in the whole class in 2026, Hattiesburg High, Tristan Keys, will be visiting Ole Miss in a couple of weeks. Picayune four-star defensive end, top 25 national recruit now, Nolan Wilson, will visit Ole Miss June the 13th to the 15th for his official visit. Grenada 6'5", 205-pound wide receiver Zion Cotton is really moved up the rankings and has picked up recent offers from Miami, Arkansas, and Auburn. I watched him play a couple times last year. Really, really good prospect. Four-star defensive end Kamharian Johnson out of Pike, Alabama, will take his official visit to Ole Miss June the 1st. On 300 offensive tackle Bryce Gilmore out of Prosper, Texas, will take his official visit to Ole Miss on June 20th. Tampa, Florida, Berkeley Prep, on 300 offensive tackle Johnny Jones will take his official visit to Ole Miss on April the 18th. And the nation's number 3 tight end, Mark Suter out of Illinois, will take his official visit to Ole Miss on April 25th. And the last one, 4-star safety Jordan Deck out of Frisco, Texas, will take his official visit on June the 13th. So they're spreading that net, Chunky, and that's what you have to do. I really like what I'm seeing on the recruiting road.
Now to the good, the bad, and the ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, home or business, GAF Master Elite Contractor. Warranties to last a lifetime. Call or text 662-644-4297, or the website is riverlandroofing.com.
Yes, I think what you're seeing a little bit of is that not necessarily a new philosophy, but more emphasis on high school kids than his first 3 years.
Sure.
And I like that. All right, the good, the obvious is going 4-0 this past week in baseball with a midweek win over Arkansas State and then sweeping the weekend series against visiting Eastern Kentucky with a fairly well-rounded performance that included solid pitching, fielding, and hitting. This team showed it has a lot of potential, but there's a lot of work to do to iron everything out, pitching roles, everyday players, etc. So far, it looks like the Rebels have quite a few live arms, some good fielders, and some pop at the plate. They just need to keep building and get ready for the meat grinder that's the SEC. The bad, well, I was hoping an open date would help the Rebel basketball team get back on the winning track. It was with Saturday night, Saturday's visit to Nashville and the Vanderbilt Commodores. But the Rebels came up short, 77-72, thanks to a very poor start. Other than that, the Rebels didn't play a terrible game, but they just got so far behind, used up all their energy to get caught up. Plus, Vanderbilt had, 16 more made, no, 8 more made free throws than Ole Miss, and the Ole Miss lost by 5. So, that's the big difference in the game.
Yep. They gotta play well. They don't have to win against Auburn again, but they need to play well, keep that momentum going, and they need to close out against Oklahoma and Tennessee at home.
You still blowing my mind. Talking about momentum, they're going to be if they lose to Auburn.
Basketball. It's basketball. I mean, you know, it's
if they lose to Auburn, football. They're going to be 3 losses in a row. I just don't see the momentum there, bud.
Playing well. I mean, the way they played against Mississippi State.
I got you.
That wasn't only a loss, an in-state loss, get swept by your rival. They just played bad. That was the worst game of the season.
Yeah,
so they got to start playing better.
Early.
I agree.
Early. Quickly. Yes. They don't have the depth.
From the jump. From
the
beginning.
They don't have the depth to come back double digits after 5-6 minutes into the game. They got to get off the good
start. It bothered me that Oklahoma beat Mississippi State
after Ole Miss.
I thought Oklahoma might be a sure win, but I don't think it's so sure now.
No, there's no sure win in the SEC. Heck, South Carolina beat Texas by 20 the other night. They finally got off the snobs. So it's a tough league.
No show next week, correct?
No show next week. We'll resume next Monday.
All right. We're done.
Hotty toddy.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.